Okay. Let me survey the land first. Hold on. Like the ethnicity. You're picking up. Old faces. Like it. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go.
Got the first question.
Questions.
Hey, Coach. Brian Howell from Bola Daily Camera. First off, I don't know if you just can't catch a break with the weather on these spring games. What was your thoughts on just, not only, I heard you mention before the, you know, thanking the crowd, but the crowd, and also how your team handled the weather today.
We are built to handle adversity. We give them messages every day. We practice every day in the facility. We're trying to raise men that can handle adversity, can handle the unexpected. And we already know what we had. That was just an opportunity for our fan base nationally to see us do some things that we really don't want to show you. So we kept everything really simplistic. And we just went out there. Thank God no one was injured, no one was hurt. I don't think even anyone is just in the training room except for just getting ice and getting their former injuries treated. But it was a good display of talent, I believe.
Jake, go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, Coach. Jake Schwanski.
What's going on, boss?
Not much. How you doing?
Excellent.
You guys have been dealing with some injuries and some portal turnover in that running back room. What do you see from Isaiah Harsh today?
Isaiah is an athlete. This is a kid who came, receiver, flipped over to defensive back because we were desolate at that position. He went back and blessed us and played running back for us and got it done. I mean, he's an athlete. He's a ball player. He's never going to see him late for anything. You're never going to see him uncommitted. You're never going to see him problems with grades. Yes, sir, no, sir type of guy. Always on time. I love the young man. I really do. He went out there and displayed his versatility tremendously. I love what he brings to the table, offensively or defensively.
Hi, Coach Adam.
How you doing, sir?
Sports. You've spoken really highly of Charlie Offerdahl.
Yeah.
What was that moment like awarding him?
Wow. Teary-eyed. I mean, I was in there boo-hooing like I was part of the family, which I feel like I'm part of the family. He was raised correctly, wonderful mother and father who supported him 100% of the way. His brother is going to follow in his footsteps with his toughness and physicality and stick-to-itness. 4.0 student, right?
Yep.
Honor roll student. Charlie is the prototype man. He's a man. I love what he stands for. I love who he is. I love what he's about. And we wanted to trick him. And I told him a couple of days ago, I think he is going to win, player of the spring. And so that's the way we tricked him into bringing his parents over. And it was a tremendous moment. But it's nothing that we gave him. He took it. He flat out took it. And he earned it. And he deserved it. So God bless him. And I told him at the conclusion of the game, the rest of the team, that who's next? Which walk-on is next? Because we got room and we got time.
Andrew Adelson, ESPN. You had a message for Miss Peggy saying we're trying to get to a bowl game.
We're going to get. I don't think
we're going to get.
Yeah, there you go.
The progress that you've made this spring and the last year and a half that you've been here, where do you feel like that is, and what gives you the confidence to say we're going to get to that bowl game?
The progress that we've made is another caliber player that's playing, a player that truly expects to go to the next level, meaning the NFL. They expect to be drafted Thursday, Friday, or today in the NFL and not free agency, although that's an avenue as well. These young men want to practice. They want to have each other's back. They want the physicality. They want all the smoke, so to speak. I love what we're building in this locker room, and if you're not a part of that thought process or that desire, you don't fit. So now you see the gallop to the portal. You see that. But even with those guys, man, I wish them the best. I just don't want them to die along with the, how many's in the portal?
Somebody.
3,500 young men. I just want you to have a plan before you go. Don't just go. Have a plan to enter. Prayerfully, a relationship that we could help you with so you could go to another school and have an opportunity to continue your dream. That's my problem with people who just jump in the portal. Just have a plan.
Trent.
Coach Troy Finnegan, CU Sports Report. I know Pat Shermer said he was going to keep things pretty vanilla today.
He did. He did.
Jonte Wester was still featured over and over. How nice was it to see Shadur looking for him, and what is he?
I'm not going to say he was featured. I'm going to say that was his reads. Shador reads the defense, whatever they play, he makes the proper reads. He rarely misreads. So Wester was the guy. One day it may be Jimmy. One play it may be Jimmy. It may be Travis. You never know. We have a plethora of receivers and four more on their way that I cannot wait to see them even work together this summer. I can't wait till they're up under the same roof. It's going to be refreshing. It's going to be a blessing. It is going to be Shador is going to be the happiest young man in the building, I believe.
Coach Brian, Alex Ramirez, My Life Sports Radio. I miss you at the Super Bowl. I saw you walking around. We were out there, the DVR guys were out there, chanting those guys. Also, I have the shoes on from last year.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
The Air DT Max 96, how much influence did you have on the creation of those shoes?
A lot.
A lot. I'm not the kind of, amazing. When they come out, by the way.
Well, I have no idea. I'm not the kind of guy that just lets you create something and put my name on it. I don't strike you that way. I don't imitate that person of non-inclusion. I'm not like that. So when it comes to anything, design, shades, shoes, phone, anything, I'm truly involved.
Go ahead.
Jimmy
Sirpas,
24/7 Sports.
24/7.
Sir, what did you see out of the offensive line today?
Protection, commitment. We were able to run the ball, throw the ball, but, you know, that's against our own players. No one loses in the spring. Everyone wins. You're playing against one another. You got to win. So I know what I want, and I know what I desire, and those guys are really close. And not just the starters, just having the depth, and the depth is on campus right now that's committing left and right. I don't know if have we released the commits. This has been several that's committed. I think it's a couple more here right now. Well, I think it's about five more that's here right now that's committed. I don't know if we've released it yet. But you'll hear about it really soon.
We're waiting on compliance, Coach.
Excuse me?
We're waiting on compliance to do the paperwork.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you said, but it sounds good.
Mike's going to
trust you.
Good afternoon, Coach Prime. Mike Lyle, KUNC Radio. How are you, brother?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good today. I know you're evaluating everybody as part of the spring game, but what stood out with you and Shador's performance today?
I don't just go by the day. I get reports every practice, every day, and I like to see completions. I like to see footwork. I like to see the understanding of what he's doing. He's doing some tremendous things. Like, sometimes we don't know stuff, because I even jumped to conclusions one time. Like, get rid of the ball. He said, we blew a route. Get rid of the ball. That wasn't a read. You know, you just never know. So I learned to just shut up and wait till I understand the play. Like, Pat was that, then he tells me what was going on, what was supposed to happen, and who didn't do what they were supposed to do. But the kid has a commitment to excellence. I think we had a quick walkthrough yesterday. He was out there throwing. After a quick walkthrough yesterday, that's just who he is, trying to get ready and prepared for today, because everything is now. Everything is now about this team. Everything is now about him. Everything is now about the progress. I just want to see him get it out of there and just take what they give you. I always say, take what they give you. Sometimes he wants the big play, like, take what they give you. Sooner or later, we're going to run out of field, and sooner or later, that means we're going to score. I love that aspect of him. But the kid can flat out play. I think one of you magazines, I don't know which one, I think they rated him or ranked him potentially the number one guy. Why is the problem when I say that? It's a song, and in the rap song it says, cool when you do it, but it's a problem when I do it. Why is it a problem when I tell you what you just said? Because I beat you to it? Or it's my son? Like it or not, we're going to have a couple guys go to top five picks. I don't care how you cut it up. And the way we're recruiting right now, we may have several in the first round.
Speaking of one of those top five picks, Travis has made the move to inside. I'm sure you're going to move him around.
Yeah, he's going to be moved around.
As a corner, why is that so important for his own development?
I don't think Travis really needs that type of development. Travis is going to excel at whatever you place him. He's that kind of kid. He has that kind of character. He's that kind of worker. He studies. He prepares. He loves the darn game of football. He loves to practice. He loves to play. You see him. Time he's done with the darn offense, he's running over to the defense. I mean, who does that and don't ever complain? So just moving inside, just give us more depth. I don't know if he's going to start there. I know he's going to start, but I don't know if he's going to start in the slot or outside, whatever's best for us because President's doing a wonderful job as well. So you probably didn't get the chance to see him in the spring playing the slot, but he's really good. He really is. So we just wanted to see a little more depth and versatility, and we got four more corners coming.
Nikki, go ahead.
Coach,
how you doing?
Good,
you on the camera today?
Yeah, I'm in the back today. Okay. It up. another big recruiting weekend for you. When you meet with these prospects, what is your message to them?
I don't sell anything because I don't have anything for sale. I don't. I don't sell them dreams. I don't sell them hope and sell them wishes. I tell them everything they get, they're going to have to earn. I don't promise you a number. I'm not promising you a position. I'm not promising you to start. If you want it, come and get it. We don't sugarcoat anything. We're not going to baby you. We're not going to hold your head. You have 127 years of NFL experience up under this roof. It's on you. We are a tremendous navigational system to the game that you want to play. We know what we're doing. We know how to get there because we've been there, especially as a collective group. So it's sometimes the conversation gets repetitive, and I don't like that because it is what it is. If you want money, go to that department and talk about that, but I'm not the guy to talk about that. I want to talk football. So if it's a business deal, that's something else. I want you to come here for football. Now, once we get the football together, if the business works, let's do it. But don't come here for business, and then the secondary thought process is football. I'm a football coach and I love the game. Now, what separates me from everyone else, I feel good right now. What separates me from everyone else is I've sat in three seats. I gave you a dramatic pause so you could follow me. I'm the parent, right? Couple kids in college football. I've been the kid, right? I was a straight dog. Now I'm the coach. I know what the whole room is thinking. It's a tremendous advantage. And I absolutely love it. And we don't talk about any other university, any other college, any other coach. That's a rule here. We don't put anybody down to come up. Say la. A
couple more, Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Jeremiah Brown's been...
That was a viral moment for you, because I love you. Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Brown's been with you for quite a while.
Yeah.
He made some plays up the other day. What's the process been like for him making that change from Jackson? Last year, not playing maybe as much as you did at Jackson, but what does he look like at this point in that process?
Jeremiah had to decide what he wanted to be. At one point, he wanted to be an inside backer. Then he wanted to be an outside guy, a pass rusher. Then he wanted to be an inside guy. Then he changed again to an outside guy. I think he's nailed down what he desires for himself, and that he can still get the same feeling coming in from the outside on blitzes. So I think I'm not going to say bought in, that he's always been 100% committed in the classroom as well as on the field, but now he knows this is the last dance. We got to go. And I love his passion for the game. It's so funny. He got up and was talking junk after he made the tackle for loss, and I ran over to him and said, "You still can't beat me fishing." I really said that. He said, "Yes, I can." So that's the kind of banter we have, because that's my opponent when it comes to fishing.
Okay. Keeler, last one.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How are you, sir? I'm glad you mentioned the recruiting a little bit. You talked about wanting to get your face on these mountains here and your long-term commitment.
That comes with winning. I talked about winning.
Right.
Right.
And you got a handful of these kids from 20, class of 25 now coming.
Yeah.
More on the way.
Right.
And a lot of those moms and dads are here today. What do you say to those moms and dads and those kids when they're asking you, "Hey, are you going to be here for me year two, year three?" And how do you swage there?
I tell them the truth. I tell them I'm a father, not a baby daddy. I don't follow my kids. I pave roads for my kids. I build generational wealth for my kids. I lead my kids. I don't follow my kids. So I do not plan on following my kids to the NFL. But I'm thankful. I'm glad that you already pretty much put them in the NFL. That means you believe in them wholeheartedly. But I'm not that kind of father. I have work to do here. I absolutely love it here. It's beautiful here, especially yesterday it was. Knowing this weather, it's going to be beautiful tomorrow because we have no commitments on the field. So I absolutely love it here, man. I really do. And I would never think a young brother from the South would really love it in this part of the country, but I really do. And Sap, we talk about it every day. He's driving up to the mountains doing things and just taking pictures and love the snow and texting me with all the stuff. They send him on Instagram for the different retreats or places to frequent that are beautiful. So we love it. I would love to be a little more adventurous and go see other things. Like, I want to go to the hot springs things. Is the water really hot? Because I don't want to get there and the water's cold. And now I'm mad. I've driven several hours. I'm mad. So I want to go do that. I don't really fly fish, but I've been known to be fly when I fish. I want to do that. You know, it's a few things I want to do here that I hadn't done. I want my own jet ski line. Yeah, the Primobile. I want that. I'm working on that right now. But I love everything about this part of the country and the fan base that we have here. I just want to really bless you with a tremendously successful team. I really do. That's my heart.
Thanks, Coach.
We good? God bless you all. Who's going to the concert tonight? Just one black woman. Y'all got to stop. Come on. Lord, can we all get along? You got to
work.
You got to work tonight? Who got to work? What y'all doing at night? What kind of reporting going on at night?
Got a sweep tonight.
Who?
Nuggets.
Oh, I forgot that basketball stuff is going on. My take on this, too many darn teams make it to the playoffs. How can you have 20 teams make it to the you take all the fun out of it.
To the playing tournament, you don't like it.
How many teams should
you can't be 50-50. You can't be 50% and make it to the playoffs. Come on.
Coach, who's your NBA champion this year?
I don't know. I don't follow it like that. I follow players. I don't follow the teams. I don't do that.
Money talks.
So. What does that mean? Talks. What does that mean?
You get more money, more game, more money.
Okay. You're right. I think that's it. You're absolutely right. I didn't think of it that way. Shoot.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach Pratt.
God bless you, man.
Can
we all get along?
I'm going to the Weezer concert. I don't know about y'all. No,
wait, two. Give him a second to get in. Often ball. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie. I'm Brian Allen, Ball Daily Camera. What does that moment like? You've been here for a few years now. You've been praised by previous staff, this staff, all your yes. all your hard work. Just to see that moment, what was that like for you?
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, all the praise, all the glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, but I really just want to thank everybody, you know, at this organization. You know, all of Colorado, Coach Prime, it's a blessing, you know, I love it.
Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Charlie, Jake Schwartz, DMVR. Second year in a row, you haven't been able to participate in the spring game, but big day today. Just what are your thoughts and feelings of the future of your role with this team?
Yes, sir. I mean, obviously disappointed I couldn't play again today. Went to the ER the other day, but doing good now. You know, moving forward, this team's got a lot of big things ahead of us. You know, we're going to win, and we're going to win this year. You know, led by Coach Brian, Shador, Travis, I mean, we're going to do great things.
Adam.
Charlie, Adam with Stagger 24/7 Sports.
Yes, sir.
In team meetings and press conferences, Coach Prime has had a lot of really kind words for you in the last year and a half. Is that inspiring, you know, having a Hall of Fame coach, a Hall of Famer, you know, praise you like that?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, as a little kid, you dream to be him, you know. You look up to a guy like him, and not just because of how he plays, but him as a human being. You know, his morals, his ethics, how he goes about his life. It's a blessing. I can't understate how much of a blessing it is for me.
Charlie Conley, Denver Post. Two-part question for you. Who else were you recruited by out of high school?
Yeah.
And then also, just throughout these last couple of years, with all the turnover, the guys jumping in the portal, you know, what kept you here for a chance to make an impact and obviously a scholarship?
Yeah. Well, I had a couple FCS offers coming out of high school, but, you know, Colorado's home. You know, I always said home is where the buffalo roam, and, you know, my family's here in Colorado, so that's a big part of it. And I had faith in Coach Prime, and I had faith in my ability to showcase what I can do for this staff and this campus. So, yes.
Scott.
Scott Proctor to Colorado. Congratulations on the Meredith Scholarship.
Thank you.
Obviously, you've been here before. You know Coach Prime arrived. Obviously, yeah. You've been under a different staff. What's it like playing for Coach Prime? How would you describe it to kind of the outside world? You know, people who don't get to see it, you know, it's close like to you.
Yeah. I mean, playing for Coach Prime, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I know you guys only really see what the cameras capture, but, you know, he is just that role model. He's a father figure for us. You know, he's teaching us to be better men on and off the field, better students. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Ms. Amber, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. I'm Amber from Let's Talk Sports with AB. So any superstition meals that you do before the game, like anything that you do before the game?
Superstition meals.
Yeah.
You know, I do always love eating spaghetti and meatballs before a game.
It's my favorite.
Yes, it is very good. You got to carb up a little bit, but yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie. I'm Jack Carlo with Buffalo Wire. Just being a kid from Colorado, just how much pride you take in that. And
yeah.
You try and kind of be an inspiration for other kids from the area to play for books.
Yes, sir. You know, being homegrown, Colorado's the place to be. You know, being here for the past three and a half years, something like that. You know, trials and tribulations. It's been rough at times, but it's all worth it in the end. Thank you.
Hey, Charlie. Anthony Hirsch with the Sports Forum. I know it was a cold and frigid day today. I know you weren't able to get on the field, but how much do the fans mean to this team? I mean, they still came out in numbers today. How much do they mean to the team, and how much do they mean to you specifically?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. It was freezing today. Terrible weather, but, you know, the fans still showed out in great numbers, too. And I just want to say that, Buff Nation, we appreciate you and we love you so much. We wouldn't be who we are without you.
Good, Brian.
Judge, real quick. Is it a minor injury, and do you expect me to be back ready to go for the summer?
Yeah, it is a minor injury. It was just like some intestinal damage from the past scrimmage, but, yep. I mean, a couple weeks and I'll be good. Yes, sir.
Hey, Charlie. Tony Casolo, Buffalo's Wire. How do you feel you've improved your game this year in order to secure that scholarship? What do you feel like you've done to expand your game?
Yeah. I mean, I'd just say the biggest thing for me is believing in myself. You know, over the course of being here, it's been a lot of, like I said, trials and tribulations, but definitely working on my side-to-side. You know, making people miss type of thing, and really working on my vision, seeing the holes in the right place, and ultimately blocking for Shador, right? Keeping him protected.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have Shador, but it'll probably be a couple minutes.
You want to hop up?
What do you got? Right here. Just because I sat down already.
I'm good. I'll wait for somebody else to come. I get nervous.
Thank you.
All right, Brian, you want to get going?
Hey, Shador. Brian Alton, Bullet Daily Camera. Just your thoughts on, you know, trying to play with that weather today and then how you felt like the offense did.
Yeah, the weather wasn't the best for what I like to do, throw the ball. So it was definitely tough out there, but we fought through it. Our lack of depth at running back, we had a couple guys step up, like Isaiah Hart, and get in there off of 2 days of practice and be in there and do his thing. So overall, it was a good performance. I feel like we got some things we got to clean up, but I feel like we're in a way better place mentally, physically than last year.
Scott, go ahead.
Shadir, Scott Proctor of Colorado. I wanted to ask you about your center, your first team center as of right now. Coach Shermer talked a little bit about earlier this week about how he saw a bunch of offensive linemen come into the portal and, you know, he didn't panic, he didn't complain, just kept his head down. What do you say about his resilience? And obviously, you know, his talent level as well, being able to
Hank's a great guy, he's a good team player. I never heard him complain ever. He always just always have a positive attitude and smile on his face. So that's one thing I love about Hank. We got a lot of guys offensively just on the O-line room that just have great attitudes towards each other. Sometimes it's friction, but we always work it out. And we always win. We're always a family. And they won't let what happened last year happen again.
Andrew, go ahead.
Andrew Wilson with ESPN.com. You just mentioned you feel like you guys are better mentally and physically than you were a year ago.
For sure.
Can you just explain why and where you feel like those improvements have been made?
Well, I feel like we're getting quality guys now. And they're doing full background checks on everybody, and we're getting exactly who we want. I told ESPN this earlier. I watched LaJonte West at PFL. And I went after him. So it's like we just collectively, like, we know what type of players we're getting overall, and then we just play them to their strengths.
Sure. What were your big takeaways from the spring now that that part of the season is wrapped up? Where do you feel like you guys need to focus this summer?
It was definitely a lot of highs and lows, just even with the portal going on. But I feel like we got all the negative energy out the building. So now it's just a positive vibe now. It's no really complaining. It's no anything about – we got to go out there and play with a clear mind, and when everybody's going to want the ball, everybody's going to want their part, but at the end of the day, I don't care if I end up each game with 150 yards. You know, like, I'm just trying to win this year. That's the biggest thing, is to win. And everybody knows they got to play their role and able to do that this season. This summer, though, we're going to get together, the receivers. The O-line's going to work out together, so we're all going to be in our own groups, but we're all going to be together. Wherever, so we're gonna build that team chemistry and just spend a lot of time with each other.
We just got to talk to Charlie, who obviously got a scholarship today. As a leader of the locker room, how does that feel to see a guy like him get rewarded for his work, and what was that moment like for you and the rest of the guys?
It was amazing. Charlie's a hardworking kid. Like I said, him and Hank, they got the same intangibles. They never complain, never bicker, never argue, never get into it with anybody. They're just here about business. So when you handle yourself like that, then, you know, good things will come.
Hey, Shadir. Monica Costello, the Associated Press. You had a really rough end of last year. You got beat up a lot. Had some time to get better. How are you feeling, and how do you feel you will be getting stronger going into the fall?
Yeah.
Are you looking to be as active running as you were, because
I feel like my game, I definitely can extend plays, but I don't feel like I'm just a born runner. I feel like I run when I need to, when I have to, and of course it's exciting and it's very energetic, but if I'm able to sit in there how I was today and throw it, there's no need for me to use my legs much. The name of the game is basically have longevity, and a lot of guys that run a lot, it's going to wear and tear on their body. So I try to play the game mentally and less physically, so the longevity would always be there.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling great right now. Great workout program I'm on, and this summer is definitely a grind the whole month of May. Just getting where I want to physically and just not ever losing a step.
Thank you.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, Shador. I'm Amber with Let's Talk Sports with AB, and my question to you is, what's your favorite motivational speech, and motivational quote in mind?
Be legendary. I don't really have too much motivational speeches. You know who my dad is. You know he's the biggest motivational speaker out there. So I get normal lectures from him. So I don't really get driven by like motivation. But yeah.
Sure. Sort of a two-part question, but having gone through the spring now with Pat Shurmur, what's your thoughts on this offensive scheme and how it fits with you? You've been so many at this point through college, and then.
Yeah, just a second. It has success.
It has success, but like it's been so many different ones, right?
Yeah.
Just first off, what are your thoughts on this offense and how it fits you?
I feel like the offense is very quarterback friendly. I feel like it's how I see the game, how I feel out there. If it's a concept that I don't like that I want to adjust, and we could talk about it, or he could say, okay, I like it. This is the reason why. So it's always a reason why, and I feel like, and I told him even this morning, we got up here at like 6:30 a.m., and we had just had a meeting just talking about I told him my biggest goal this year is not to keep us in like bad plays. So it's like to understand what each and every play doesn't work right for and get us in the right play. So it's really just trying to take my game and just make the team just take it to the next level to where it's just always going to be one step ahead.
And just a follow-up to that is you've been going against this defense now. They've got a new coordinator.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what Robert Livingston has done to that defense?
Well, I love that we go against that defense every day. It'll prepare us definitely for week three. Big cover three team. So you know what time it is. So, nah, I'm just excited that I get to see it every day and have trial and error with it. So then we could just go out there and when we play teams like that, then it's going to be, we're going to handle business.
Anything else for Shador? Go ahead, Jimmy.
What did you see out of the backup quarterbacks today? What's it like working in that room with them as a leader?
Oh, it's good. I feel like we got a group of guys that listen often. I told Ryan, don't get discouraged. Because, like, some things, it's just not great matchups, you know. So it's just about a process-driven game. You can't always worry about the results in this game because if you focus on just the results, you're never going to. A lot of things change often. Sometimes you may have one-off blitzes, one-off coverages, and you won't be able to get it. And if you hang your hat on that, then you won't be able to be successful because you won't be able to look past that. So I just encourage the guys overall just to play their game, like how they are, be natural with it. And I just give them some insight on basically how I see different things.
Shador, Fuller could teach a masterclass on how to utilize the transfer portal. Since you're such a team leader, how do you keep up a positive team dynamic with the outgoing and incoming transfers?
Well, the guys that's really leaving is they made that decision on their own. I don't feel like that messes up the chemistry because, of course, we're bummed about it. But, you know, whatever 11 players is out there, we're going to make the most of it. So if they got to do what's best for them, that's what's best for them. And the guys that's coming in, they already know. I tell them straight up, like, what the mentality is. It's no jealousy, it's no anything in the locker room because I'll separate it. And the moment, you know, it's that, then I have a problem and everybody else have the problem and the leaders of the team have the problem with that player. And then it just affects the whole team. So we try to get all those guys out of here and be able to just have a positive mindset, being able to just work like a pro.
All right, thanks, Shador.
You sad the Broncos took
a QB? Yeah, man. I don't know what's next now.
Do you want a drink?